Come on, Mom. Ah, look at that ball. All right. Come on, get that ball.
There's no problem with that.
Oh, God damn it.
What happens, let me know.
What the hell are you doing here? This is not the office. This is my private time.
5 minutes.
No. I said no Tuesday. I said no last week. And I'm going to keep saying no until you hear me.
5 minutes, Mr. Chairman. That's all I ask, 5 minutes. Want some coffee?
No, I don't want any coffee. I want to play with my dog.
Look, I'm not asking you to vote for it. I know you can't. Just release your people. Let them go the way they want.
Telecommunications Security and Privacy Act. Invasion of privacy is more like it. You read the Post? This bill is not the first step to the surveillance society. It is the surveillance society.
A lot of liberal hysteria.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to sit in Congress and pass a law that lets the government point a camera and a microphone at anything they damn well please.
Phil? Look, I don't care who bangs who, what cabinet officers get stoned, but this is the richest, most powerful nation on earth, and therefore the most hated. And you and I know what the average citizen does not, that we are at war 24 hours of every day.
Yeah.
Do I have to itemize the number of American lives we've saved in the past 12 months alone with judicious use of surveillance intelligence?
Thomas, cut the crap. I've got 3 major employers in the Syracuse area alone who are going to get just killed by this bill.
I promised to get you funds equal to or greater than whatever those companies gave your last campaign.
I'm not talking about campaign contributions. Damn it, I'm talking about my constituents being out of work. Jesus, man, wake up! National security isn't the only thing going on in this country. God. This conversation is over.
I beg of you, Phil, please don't. I've been there for you in the past, haven't I? There have been times, personal situations, when you needed my assistance and my confidence.
Are you blackmailing me, you ambitious shit?
I'm sorry. We can't find a common ground on this one, Congressman. You're a good man. People of your district are lucky to have you representing them.
fight management. Okay, I can accept that. But this is our own goddamn union leadership trying to railroad us into signing some sweetheart contract. Look, everybody knows that the mob has been controlling these guys since as long as I can remember. And now we got Pintero's goons down there tuning up my people.
Well, first off, that's a Hobbs Act violation, probably a RICO.
Hey, how you doing, Eddie?
Thanks.
How you doing?
Robert Dean. Hey,
Leo. Nice to meet you.
A Hobbs and a RICO. Ooh, baby, don't stop. Sounds like you guys need a labor lawyer. What happened?
We were in movies 2 nights ago. I go to use the bathroom and these 2 fucking guidos jump.
I prefer we use the term Italian-Americans.
Whatever, but they were really going to work on me. It could have gotten serious. But then Larry Cash came in and he went after him.
Larry Cash is in the hospital with a broken jaw and a ruptured kidney.
This is becoming a criminal investigation, Robert.
Oh, no, it'd take years to see that thing through. Besides, these people have families that are living through this every day. Hey, Julie, can we send a case of Chianti over to Larry Cash?
Larry Cash?
Yes, he's at St. Luke's, and send some flowers to his wife, Brenda. They're both in the Rolodex.
Yes, Mr. Dean.
Well, why don't you guys just head on home? I'm your lawyer. I'm in the process of dealing with these Guido motherfuckers. Pintero doesn't stand a chance.
How's the trout?
Tastes like fish.
It is fish.
No, I mean, it tastes like every other fish I've ever had.
Okay. Earl's note said that this is the videotape that you need to convince Pintero with, and watch out for the FBI. Earl says the place is under surveillance.
So when do I get to meet him?
Pintero?
Earl.
Never.
Okay. Wow. That's not exactly the answer I was hoping for.
Oh, and what was the answer you were hoping for?
Oh, I don't know. Soon. Definitely sooner than never.
Bobby, why do we have to go through this every time? Brill talks to me, I talk to you. The way it works.
Well, pardon me for being a little uncomfortable with hiring someone that I don't know and I've never even met.
Then don't hire him.
$10,000. And I'm also a little uncomfortable having to carry that kind of cash around.
But this should lighten your load.
I don't know if it's Brill's prices going up or your commission.
I take 15%, as always. Brill's fee varies with risk. Maybe you'd be more comfortable using someone else.
What, other than Brill?
Other than me.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. Just, you know, someone with whom you don't have quite so complicated a history.
I like our history, and I like you.
I like you, too.
Look, I just want to make sure that I'm not breaking the law in any way.
You're not.
And how can I be so sure?
Because I wouldn't let you.
So, Mr. Pintero. The guy on the left is Carl Matthews, president of Local 6650. And this is Dave Early, secretary-treasurer of the National. Oh, right there. You see the guy there? That's Hugh Simic. He administers the pension fund. Hey, you're going to recognize this fella right here.
That's you. Am I correct, Mr. Pintero?
That ain't me.
Let's watch a little more. Let's take it.
What are you saying? Take a picture of it.
Everybody say money!
Oh, here comes a great shot right here.
Everybody say not guilty.
Right here, it comes. That's not you.
That ain't me.
Well, you know, that's actually really great news for me. It lifts a huge weight off of my shoulders. Because, you know, the conditions of your parole specifically forbid you from having any contact of any kind with any union officials.
I know that.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, so hypothetically, had that been you, I mean, you'd be headed back to prison for 15, I don't know, maybe 20 years, even more. But, you know, I mean, that ain't you, as you so eloquently put it.
You fucking with me? Eloquently? That's not me.
Oh, that's not you. Well, I'm sorry that I've wasted your time, gentlemen, you know, since that's not you. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking, maybe I'll just, you know, run this tape past the federal prosecutor. You know, they have really great VCRs down there. A lot of times they can see some things that we can't see.
You ain't running this by nobody. What do you want?
My clients want to vote their contract up or down as they see fit, without, shall we say, any outside influences.
Okay. Sit down.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
No, you are not fine. Now sit your ass down.
I would like my clients to be able to exercise their constitutional rights. And if that happens, that tape will disappear forever into my private collection, along with the Zapruder film and the porno from Hitler's bunker.
You got any copies of this thing?
Absolutely.
Who made it? You make it?
I'm an attorney. I don't make videotapes.
Now, you listen to me, you fucking eggplant. This fucking videotape may save your clients' asses, but you can be goddamn sure it ain't gonna save yours. Now, who made the fucking videotape?
I don't know.
How'd you get it?
Through an acquaintance.
Mr. Me, you got acquaintances. Me, I got friends. I don't know. Take that outside. See if there's any acquaintances out there. They're the black persuasion. Carlos, why don't you get out of here? Talk to Mr. Dean. Who's your fucking acquaintance? Listen to me. I want to know who made that videotape, but I want to know in a week. Or I'll kill you.
Hey, smile.
What?
Smile for the FBI.
Who's the brother?
I don't know, buddy. He doesn't look Italian to me, does he? Table Harvest to 101. We got a blue overcoat heading east. Give me a loose one, see if we can get his plates.
I'm standing by live at the Loch Raven Reservoir right now, where police and fire officials are in the process of removing a classic Mercedes owned by Republican Congressman Philip Hammersley of Syracuse, New York.
This accident comes at a very untimely juncture, since the congressman was working on a very controversial piece of legislation, Dale, opposing the Telecommunications Security and Privacy Act.
Fire officials do tell me that it appears the congressman was by himself in the car. We have confirmed that. However, strangely enough, his favorite dog, Bob, is currently with police.
I understand there was a history of heart problems.
There was, in fact, a history of heart problems. In fact, the congressman endured open-heart surgery just a couple of years ago.
Homicide investigators have told me that they did find a bottle of pills in his lap. That might mean that the congressman, and I speculate here, may have suffered a heart attack before going into the Loch Raven Reservoir.
He leaves behind a family of four.
We'll have more details as the story develops.
I need a 1027 on a brown and tan 75 GMC Jimmy. DC tags, date, kilo, 6394, and a 1028 on the registered owner.
Dick, please do not give me optimistic numbers. I hate optimism. I want to know how many votes we have in the bank aren't going to change their mind every time the wind blows. Thank you.
We may have a problem out at the lake. This is Daniel Zavitz. He's a nature photographer with some government grants. One of them is for monitoring migratory patterns of Canadian geese, or lack thereof. The box is called a hide. It contains a motion-activated digital video camera with a compound lens. It was aimed directly at the boat ramp across the lake.
We need two techs with full electronic capabilities, two Humpty Dumpties.
Get Fiedler to organize it.
And call Kramer to get us some ex-military cutouts.
How do I describe the project?
Call the training up. Post it here. Set up a link with the NRO.
That's good.
Falsify FBI approval. And none of this goes beyond our team. And get that videotape.
Of course.
Get a wire on our bird watcher.
You got it.
Fiedler, a tick. I need an intercept on a Daniel Leon Zavitz, 202-555-0108.
What's our authorization?
We're calling it a P-1 training op, FBI approval.
Krug and Jones, sir. We were with the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit. Kramer sent us.
Well, nice haircut.
30 months in a federal penitentiary in Marion, Illinois for a GBH-1 on your gunnery sergeant. What's that about?
The guy was an asshole, sir, and he deserved it, if you'll excuse me.
All new, designed for today.
The electric car is here.
A sedan for you.
I'm standing by live at the Lochraven Reservoir right now, where police and fire officials are in the process of removing a classic Mercedes owned by Republican Congressman Philip Hammersley. You may be able to see it here being removed in the background. Now, fire and police officials aren't saying much at this point. Here's what I do know. I have been told that the congressman was alone in the vehicle when this accident happened just under an hour ago. You may know that the congressman suffers from a heart condition. Homicide investigators have told me that they did find a bottle of pills in his lab. That might mean that the congressman, and I speculate here, may have suffered a heart attack before going into the Lochraven Reservoir. I'm also told that there was no one in the car with
him. Fuck my duck. Holy shit.
Running around on the ground and is currently with police.
He's from Syracuse, New York. Congressman was a key opponent to the Telecommunications Security and Privacy Act.
News desk.
Lenny, you are not going to believe what I have in my possession.
Zavitz, long time.
Lenny, I've got the Phil Hammersley murder on videotape.
Phil Hammersley died of a heart attack.
Negative. Hammersley was professionally wasted under the direction of some anal retentive with what looks like a serious vitamin D deficiency.
Well, how did you get this tape?
My conservation study at the lake photographed the murder.
You're kidding me.
The camera was aimed straight across at the pier, right where Phil Hammersley was killed.
How fast can you get that tape over here? I'm making a copy right now.
Mark, I have to take this. Good, thank you. Call if you need anything. Fiedler, is this line secure?
Yes, it is, sir.
Go ahead.
Zavitz is speaking to a Lenny Bloom, a former anti-war activist. He publishes a variety of left-wing newsletters on various political subjects. He's taking the tape now to Bloom's offices. Over.
Put a tap on Bloom.
And give us a dedicated satellite for this operation. It's already done.
Yeah, so, Julie, I'm going to take the rest of the day. Finish up my Christmas shopping. Take my mind off things. Hey, do chicks dig lingerie? All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hey, hi.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Do you see something you like?
I'm married.
That's allowed.
I need some a Christmas present.
For your wife?
Yes, of several years. We're yes.
So you want some lingerie for your wife?
yes, I would.
Do you like Christian Dior?
You know, I have to be really honest with you. I'm not really experienced in this. I don't.
Get out of town.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm experienced, you know, from a certain perspective.
Right.
But I just, you know, I don't want to come in here and, you know, look stupid. Too late.
Yeah. What size?
I'm sorry? Oh, my wife. Oh, yeah. She's about
size 6.
Yeah, right. She's a 6.
Right. And what about cup size?
Oh.
Oh, she's way bigger than that. Not noticeably.
Oops.
Should have gotten her a watch.
Mine's not working either. I think it's a problem with the line.
Let me borrow some change for the payphone, man. Come on, I gotta turn off the mic.
Roger that. I'll need a minute on satellite visual. Over.
Run, get in the gun! Go!
Where is he?
He's on the roof! Right there! Go!
Okay, satellite imagery coming through.
Roger that. Patch visual my location. Confirm visual. Thank you much.
Everyone there?
All units target heading north on rooftop.
Columbian 18th request immediate visual support. Over.
Roger that. We have visual.
He just jumped to the adjacent building. All units, he is entering rear entrance.
Entering entrance of Captain Ike.
Captain Ike.
Roger.
Be advised, suspect heading towards
front Columbia.
Detail, front of building on Columbia.
Copy that.
I got him! All units target entering barbershop. We lost him! Units in pursuit, target scene exiting rear of barbershop in alley. Follow.
Okay, I'm blank. I can't.
Air One, we've lost a visual.
I'm blank. What do you got?
Who's got him?
Devin. Daniel Devin. Hey, it's me, Bobby Dean. We were at Georgetown together. You okay?
Help me.
What do you think of this one, sir?
Yeah, this is Becky. Becky, say hi.
Can I have 1 second, please?
Oh, he's running another friend. Where's
our
friend on Connecticut?
Brett, he's on your 6 o'clock. Turn around. Got him. Move. Get out of the way.
Switching, now heading southbound towards southbound.
Connecticut Avenue, Air 1 confirm.
Target is down. Target is down permanently.
What happened?
A guy on a bike got craned.
Oh, in the wrong house. Looking for an 8-year-old boy about yay high. He's not a good looking, allegedly my son.
No.
Maybe he's behind the TV. Eric! Eric!
Get out of the way!
Oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Are those like Christmas presents?
Yep, some of them.
Can I open them?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Seriously?
In your dreams, buddy. Beat it.
Dad.
Are you staying for dinner tonight, Dylan?
It's okay with you.
Got any money?
He's kidding. I'm going to sleep over at Dylan's, okay?
Did you ask your mother?
I was going to, but she's too busy yelling at the TV.
Well, there goes the Fourth Amendment. What's left of it?
Hey, Maria.
Hello, Mr. Bobby.
Don't you honestly doubt that the average citizen...
Okay, you're about a bark and a half from being homeless.
Baby, listen to this fascist gas bag.
And freedom have always existed in a very precarious balance. And when buildings start blowing up, people's priorities tend to change.
Got a point there, sweetie.
Bobby.
I mean, who is this idiot?
He is talking about ending personal privacy. Do you want your phone tapped?
I'm not planning on blowing up the country.
Well, how do we know until we've heard all your dirty little secrets?
You're just going to have to trust me.
Oh, I know. We'll just tap the criminal. We won't suspend the civil rights of the good people.
Right.
Then who decides which is which?
I think you should.
You know, Bobby, I think you should take this more seriously.
Honey, I think you're taking it seriously enough for both of us and half the people on the block.
Tens of millions of foreign nationals living within our borders, and many of these people consider the United States their enemy, and they see acts of terrorism as a...
You remember Daniel Zavitz? We were at Georgetown together.
Vaguely.
I saw him today.
How's he doing?
He's dead.
What?
He got hit by a fire engine pretty much in front of my eyes.
Oh, my God.
I ran into him in the store, and he was upset about something.
About what?
I don't know. I mean, before we had a chance to talk about it, he ran out of the store, and next time I saw him, he was dead.
Baby. Dear. I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetie.
Oh, that's not even to mention the gangster that threatened to kill me today.
Very funny.
Oh, you think? Hilarious.
What'd you get me?
A bowling ball. No more of that MSNBC terrorist talk. You're scaring the kids.
We'll be back with your phone calls for Congressman Sam Albert right after this.
Tell me. Zavitz is dead. So is Lenny, the guy from the paper.
What about the tape?
We found the original in Zavitz's apartment.
The original?
There was a copy.
There was a copy?
I think so, sir.
Any more good news?
I never made it to the newspaper, but there was a private sector contact.
Who was that?
Several indiscriminates in one primary.
Who?
Robert Dean. He's a D.C. labor lawyer. Lives in Georgetown with his wife, Carla Dean. She's also an attorney. She's at the ACLU, if it happens.
Well, I suppose he could have given it directly to Bob Woodward. Maybe we dodged a bullet. Find out what Dean knows. Make contact.
Yes, sir.
I hate doing this at Christmas.
Fiedler, we need a complete FinCEN, EPIC, and a DRD workup on a Robert Clayton Dean. His social is 986-260901. Pull up keyhole data files, okay?
Let's go! Let's get this show on the road!
Herb, just call me in the morning when you want me to come pick you up. Now, if you decide you want to stay at Dylan's till the end of the weekend or... the end of the century, your mom and I have discussed it. It'll be difficult initially, but we think we can live with it.
Dad's kidding. He's going to miss you just like me.
Honey, hurry back. You know what that means?
Mm-hmm. That you're going to be asleep when I get back?
That only happened one time, sweetie.
We're running a comprehensive database search. Brian did a preliminary analysis and comparison, and he came up with some pretty interesting stuff.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah?
Prioritize his phone bill. Who's he been calling?
Oh, man, check this one.
Who?
Rachel F. for You Know What Banks. God, would I love to have her ruin my life.
Go across.
They were at Georgetown together. Sophomore year, they have the same address, same phone number. They remain close, many calls, regardless of marriage. Oh, here we go.
What?
Dean, over the past 18 months, has four, five, seven cash withdrawals of $4,000, $5,000, and up, and each time, the delectable Miss Banks makes large cash deposits of her own within a day or two.
Blackmail?
Well, her deposits aren't the same, but let me figure this out. Ah, yes, they're exactly 15% of the amount Dean withdrew. Brian, can we get some more? I mean, you know, we got the blimp cam, we got the police officer cam, we've got the two ATM cameras, but this is the one showing promise. This is the security camera at the underwear store. Freeze there. Rotate us 75 degrees around the vertical, please. Freeze there. Times 10. Focus on the drop. Enhance, then forward, frame by frame. All right. Now, just before the view's blocked, there's a shape change in Dean's bag. See the shadow variance? See? The shadow's wrong. Zavitz changed the configuration of Dean's packages.
Is it a tape?
It's hard to say for sure. These things are...
Computer take us around to the other side?
It can hypothesize, Chris.
Yeah?
Can you rotate us 75 degrees around the vertical, please?
What do you think it is?
It looks a lot bigger than the tape.
Zavitz had digital compression equipment in his apartment. He could have downloaded it to anything.
Or maybe the bag twisted in Dean's hands. Or something moved in front of light and altered the shadow. Maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's everything. Let's get it and find out. Beat it. I got work to do. Go.
Porsche! Go away! Porsche.
Hello, Mr. Dean.
Yes, can I help you?
Detective Bingham, I'm Pratt. We're with DC Metro. Sorry to bother you at home, sir. We're just hoping to ask you a few questions about Daniel Zavitz.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I see your badges, please?
Just a minute, sir.
Sure. All right, come on. Back up. Where's he?
All right, nice and smooth.
Okay.
I didn't really see the accident. I don't know whose fault it was.
Oh, we're not here to talk about the accident, Mr. Dean.
I'm sorry, I thought you said you were here.
We should apologize for the confusion, sir. It's just that we're handling a different aspect of the inquiry. It turns out Mr. Zavitz was involved in an extortion scheme.
What kind of watch is that?
Did you represent Mr. Zavitz as an attorney?
It's an Omega.
So you're not constrained by attorney-client privilege?
Yeah, that's correct.
You see, Mr. Dean, we have reason to believe that Mr. Zavitz may have passed sensitive materials to you.
What kind of materials?
Well, sensitive, sir. We're hoping that you could tell us that.
No, he didn't ask anything.
These voice stress points indicate a really high degree of anxiety.
Anxiety about what?
That's the nature of physics. If he'd given me something, I would have known.
Oh, he's lying.
What about your packages, sir? Could something have slipped
in amongst the purchases without your knowledge?
Excuse me. Daniel Zavitz did not give me anything.
It's a Parker pen. It's Mont Blanc.
He didn't secrete it into any of my bodily orifices. Whatever it is, I don't have it.
Could we look at them?
I don't think so, not without a warrant.
Oh, Christ. This guy's good.
How did you happen to be at Ruby's today?
I was shopping for some lingerie. That's still legal, isn't it?
You buying that for your wife?
No, I was picking something up for myself. I do a little cross-dressing on the weekends. You know, you'd be surprised how a nice pair of edible panties could make a guy feel sexy.
We thought it might be for Rachel Banks.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Mr. Dean.
they talking about, Porsche? There's nothing here.
Honey, I'm home.
Just a second, sweetie.
Well, either he's getting ready to do something with it, or he doesn't know he has it.
Or he doesn't have it.
You know what I've seen? I've seen killers walk free because the eyewitness was an alcoholic. I've seen sex offenders that couldn't be touched because the victim was a call girl. Credibility. It's the only currency that means anything on this kind of playing field. Dean's got the tape and he's going to come out with it. And when he does, I want his credibility. I want people to know he's lying before they hear what he says.
We could take his wife and kid. He'd give it up for them.
We'd have the police and the FBI all over this in 24 hours. Put taps on his 20 most frequently called numbers. And let's get into his life. The union situation has mob written all over it. And he's definitely vulnerable on Rachel Banks. I want to know about his wife. I want to know about his parents. I want to know about his gambling problems, his urine samples, his porno rentals. I want to use every means possible to get what we need. Because this little son of a bitch is not going to be the final chapter of my life.
Tell me something.
Uh-oh.
How did you find out Pintero was associating with union officials?
I'm just that good. I hired an investigator.
Hey, shut up the dog!
My mom used to have one of these.
Don't bit me!
Well, who was the investigator?
What do you mean, his name?
Come on, Bobby, you know what I'm asking. Is it the guy who Rachel knows?
Why do we have to go through this every time?
Bobby, I'm just asking, okay?
Carla, Rachel Banks is not an issue anymore. You are the only woman in the world for me. You and Janet Jackson. I have to be honest, if Janet Jackson called me, I might have to change my last name to Jackson.
Yeah, right. I have to break that woman's leg.
Lower, my kids can do it, damn it.
Sound like a fucking old lady, shut up. Ooh, sensitive.
All right, Jones has some issues we need to resolve.
Hey, control, they are home.
Uh-oh.
Move, guys.
Oh, nice blender.
Oh, my God. Dog is green.
Jones painted the dog.
This is Robert Dean, 2811 Sutton. I'd like to report a break-in.
I don't know. It's been vandalized. From the looks of it, it's kids, but I need a squad car here immediately. Here we go.
We'll be checking out the rest of the house, sir. Ma'am.
At least they left me one.
How do you know it wasn't Pintero?
I don't. It was just kind of frivolous. Guess I'm just hoping it was kids. Shoes and suits in the tub and spray painted my damn dog.
Black.
black.
Perfect. How's that look?
Amazing, Mr. Dean. We have you bugged it, Mr. Dean.
They thrashed my computers, my big screen TV. Took my blender. What about jewelry? Nope. What about silverware? Nope. Just my blender. Blender, huh? Love that blender.
You know, I did stuff when I was a kid. I mean, not breaking and entering, but, you know, stuff.
Hey, we all did stuff. I just wish they hadn't stolen my damn blender.
I'm a little attached to this blender, Robert.
Oh, well, some people meditate. Some people get massages. I blend.
You're really weird, you know that?
Yeah, then on top of it, the only suit that they leave me is 3 years old.
Hasn't gotten any better with age.
Blow over? I'm not going to sit around and wait for this to blow over. Jerry, I'm suing their right-wing asses right into Chapter 11. This is flagrant. They never even called to see what my side of the story was. They have no Sullivan protection with this.
Mr. Dean?
Yes?
Rachel Banks is on line one, and Silverberg and Blake would like to see you in the conference room.
Jerry, I got to take this call. All right. Hey, what's up?
My firm called me this morning telling me not to come in.
What? Why not?
I don't know. Reporters are calling asking me about my relationship with you and how long I've worked for the mob.
The mob, Bobby.
Jesus.
You know, Hart, I've worked at this job.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Dean, Silverberg and Blake are still waiting to see you in the conference room.
I heard you the first time. Thank you.
Look, you got your own problems.
No, Rachel, it's fine.
I just got off the phone with a source that I trust. A grand jury is being convened to look into your labor practice as far back as the electrical workers' strike.
And why is that? They claim you helped create a shell company for San Velotti in Zurich, and that through your continuing relationship, the Piezo family has been able to exert influence and provide false witness to discredit our case. Oh, well, that's true.
You're admitting it?
Sure. Everything except setting up a company in Zurich, or even knowing anyone named Sam Velotti, or having any relationship whatsoever to the Piezo family. This is ridiculous.
Robert.
Mark, I'm telling you, this is Pintero. He's coming back after me. You give me 1 week, 1 week and four guys from litigation, and I guarantee you we have this guy begging us.
Tell us about Rachel Banks.
Tell you what. She was my girlfriend the second year of law school. We keep in touch. We toss one another some work every once in a while. That's it.
Did you have an affair with her 4 years ago?
You ever beat off in the shower, Brian? You ever have any homosexual thoughts?
Bobby, that is...
None of my fucking business! You're damn right it's not! I love my wife and I love my son. Absolutely, with no equivocations. And that's none of your fucking business either.
We think that you should take a leave of absence until we're able to sort all this out.
Are you firing me?
I think you just fired yourself.
Carla!
Where is she, Jim?
Don't go in there. She doesn't want to talk to you.
Why not?
Because she's reading the paper.
Carla.
Let me find out like this.
I'm finding out like this. This is all lies. None of this stuff is true.
So you're saying you weren't there with her?
Yes, I had lunch with her. We had lunch once a month. She's the contact for the investigator. Brill, you were right about that. Someone must have taken this picture off of the security camera outside the restaurant.
You said she wasn't an issue.
She's not. I have to see her for business. And I knew if I told
Bobby
you...
Bobby had an affair with this woman. An affair. We went to a counselor for a year. And now you're standing there lying about even seeing her? You make me sick.
Carla, I am smeared all over the newspapers for money laundering schemes, mob ties. I lost my job. I am asking you. I'm asking you to please just trust me on this Rachel Banks thing right now.
How in God's name can I trust you? Bobby, I want you to leave.
Carla, I'm telling you that this is all bullshit.
I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear anything else. I cannot think with you in my face. I want you to leave.
What do you need to think about a child's bullshit?
Get out. Just leave so I can think for me, okay? Just leave. Just go, Bobby. Go. Go.
Ruth Lynn?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to have a room for the evening, please.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, sir. This card was declined.
Klein, this is a brand new car. Try it again, please.
Yes, sir. You know, maybe it's not activated yet.
Thank you. Run this one, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No, it didn't go through. But I'll try it again.
No, thank you. My briefcase is gone.
Excuse me, sir?
My briefcase was right here.
Are you sure you brought it in?
Yes, I'm sure I brought it in.
Hi, this is Rachel. Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Rachel, it's Bobby. I need to talk to you, and I need to talk to you face to face. Meet me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mount Vernon Square.
I'll see you then.
Yes.
All right, we're moving into phase two of the training op. Selby's going to brief you on this, so listen up, all right?
We're going to be following the subjects through the square. We're going to have three listening stations and two video surveillance units with unidirectional mics. Pratt, you're three. Jones, Fiedler, Crew, you guys are at ground level. You'll be following the targets. You move when I say, you go when I say. All handoffs go on my command. Now, for the uninitiated, if we don't have line of sight, we can't hear what they say, right? Right?
Yeah, got it. All right, you guys clear?
Yeah. Yeah. Jones, Crew, what do you got, some communication?
No, we're off. You can tell by their haircuts.
I would like to sit down with Mr. Pintero in private so he and I can discuss what's happening to me. I called, they said he was here.
Mr. Pintero would like to help you. But he won't.
And why not?
Well, because first, you haven't told him who made the tape. And second,
we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on shyster lawyers just like you. Because of shyster lawyers just like you.
Actually, I believe the slur shyster is generally reserved for Jewish attorneys. I believe the proper slur for someone like myself would be eggplant.
Boom. This kid gets brighter every time I see him.
At 11 sharp.
I know. Christmas traffic is horrible.
You know, it's not so smart as being seen together in public like this.
Do we have anything to hide?
Heavy background on one. Could you better on audio two?
Unfortunately not.
Two is better.
IRS contacted me this morning.
Two, you're good. Hold position.
My lifestyle exceeds my income.
You're being audited?
The last 4 years. What's going on, Bobby?
Look, don't worry about that. My firm will represent you completely free of charge.
80%.
You don't work there anymore, remember?
It's a temporary situation.
You're 80% of 20. Move to audio 3. On 3, much better, much better.
We're screwed.
Wake up, one.
We are out.
Rachel, I'm going to fix this.
How?
Tell me about
Brill. Did you say Bill?
No, Brill with an R.
Can't do that.
Cross-reference Rachel's file, see if the name Brill comes up.
Got it.
Rachel, don't you see that he is the key to this whole mess? From the second you gave me that tape, my life has been falling apart.
You assured me that this guy was legit.
You needed information. I thought...
Dude, you're good. Hold position.
Pretty good.
This conversation is over.
Okay, here we go.
What are you going to do? You know, wander around?
Dude, you got to do better.
What's your job?
Shit.
Do you want your life back?
I don't have a wife. I'm in love with a married man.
Okay, I have him on the bench.
Rachel, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that.
Makes you think it's you.
It's not me. I just assumed from...
You're a moron, you know that?
Yes. I know. Rachel, you're going to have to tell me about Brill.
Get out of here.
All right, they're on the move.
Coming to three.
Stay with them.
I got 40, 20.
You're following through trees. Two, can you track them?
I lost line of sight. Repeat, I have lost line of sight.
Three, you've got nothing.
Lost line of sight. I'm out. We lost audio. It's gone, but we have his tracers. We can still follow him.
When I need to reach Brill, I chalk the mailbox outside my house. When he crosses the mark, I make the drop. Location's always the same. Same time, same place. 3 p.m. ferry to Gibson Island.
You ever see him in person?
He's the cautious type. He's not going to like you tracking him down. The drop is behind seat 32. I leave something. He picks it up later.
Sorry it took so long. I had to make sure you weren't being followed.
Brill.
Brill's dead. Died of smallpox when he was two. Buried in a field in Kansas.
What is that?
It's a bug sweeper. Take off your left shoe.
What does it mean when it...
Take off your shoe? I don't have time to explain. Take off your shoe right now. Come on. Beacon transmitter, 1,000-yard range. They're close. Let's go.
Who is they? Why are they putting things in my shoes?
No, get in the back like you're a customer. Everything's gone. A wife, job, bank account. Everything.
You said Zavitz was behind an extortion scheme?
No, they said it.
And you were the last one to talk to him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He said, help me, Bobby.
Help me with what?
I don't know. We never got around to that.
What did he give you?
He taught nothing. He didn't give me anything.
Listen. You gotta complain. If you bullshit me, I can't help you.
No, I'm telling you, he didn't give me anything. Nothing.
A name, a phone number?
No, nothing. He didn't give me anything. Who the hell is that?
No, just somebody trying to get our attention.
Well, he's doing a good job.
2-0, not to anybody. I need help.
Who are you calling? I thought you worked alone.
Just shut up a second. Stay exactly where you are.
Subject entering the structure on the northeast corner of Chambers and Light.
That's 105 Chambers Avenue.
Run a check on all 6 tracers.
All 6 tracers are operative.
Call up to your position?
Yeah, I got it, no problem.
Attack, can you hold that coordinate?
All right.
Flat 39 degrees, 14 minutes, long 74 degrees, 39 minutes.
Hello?
Carla, don't hang up on me.
Robert, do you know what I'm looking at right now?
Carla, listen.
Photographs of you and Rachel taken today. Is this true?
Carla, how did you get the pictures?
By messenger, Robert. By messenger. What does it matter?
Look, all right. Something's going on. I don't know who it is.
Robert, I went to the store today, and my ATM and my credit card didn't work.
I know, mine either.
I couldn't buy food.
I gotta go.
What do you mean you gotta go?
I gotta go.
Robert, wait a minute.
Get on the fucking elevator.
Got vertical movement here.
Elevator. He's in an elevator.
We're losing our tracking.
Anybody got a visual?
We need to move location and get a better signal.
Are you guys there yet?
Negative. What the fuck is going on?
Wait, they stopped.
Hold it. What's your problem?
Clutter here. We lost tracers 1, 2, and 6. Their signals are completely dead. Something is wrong here.
Get up.
Tracers 3, 4, and 5 are on their way up.
He's getting help, boys. He's getting help.
We had an arrangement. No contact. You broke the rules.
We gotta be heading for the roof. Air One, we need to establish visual on the rooftop, northeast corner, chambers and light.
Copy that. Rooftop, northeast corner, chambers and light.
You don't need federal agents you had following you on that ferry.
I don't...
Who are you working for?
I'm not working...
Is this about me? Am I a target here? Do they know me?
Who is they?
Do they know me?
I don't know what you're talking about!
You're either very smart or incredibly stupid. Get off.
I guess they're bringing signals here.
Tracer 3 is on its way down. 4 and 5 are still together.
Where did he go?
How'd you find out about the ferry?
Who set that up for you?
Rachel did. Wait, who was that other guy?
What did he say?
Exactly. He said he was Brill.
Did he say it or did you say it and he picked up on it? Come on, think.
Shit, I said it.
God damn it. You see, that's why I have rules.
That's all this about, Pintero.
You think the mob uses devices like this?
Where are your elevators?
Right over there. In your phone was a GPS sat tracker. Pulses at 24 gigahertz.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a low jack, only 2 generations better than what the police have.
And what does that mean?
You speak English?
Obviously not that well.
You're kind of a jerk, aren't you? It means the NSA can read the time off your fucking wristwatch.
All right, enough of this bullshit. Right now, you either shoot me or tell me what the fuck is going on.
Jones, take the stairs.
Boom, call the perimeter. Coming in my signal.
The National Security Agency conducts worldwide surveillance. Facts, phones, satellite communication. The only ones in the country, including the military, could possibly have anything like this.
Why are they after me?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. Here they come. I thought these sat dishes would scramble their signals.
Patrol, this is Air One. Repeat coordinates.
105 Chambers Avenue.
You're transmitting. They still have a signal on you. Your collar, your belt, your zipper. Get rid of your clothes, all of them.
But, and then what am I supposed to do?
Nothing. You live another day, I'll be very impressed.
Two targets rooftop, north side.
Understood, two targets rooftop. Maintain visual, please.
You have something they want!
Look, I don't have anything!
Maybe you do and you don't know it. You stay away from Rachel and you stay away from me. You come near either one of us, I'm gonna kill you. Get rid of your watch.
We're going to get you this for our anniversary.
Then keep it. There's the phone.
Wait a minute,
either. He just committed suicide here.
Or he learned to fly.
Air One, stay with him.
Target's on the move.
Satellite imagery coming through. 1 meter res, layering wireframe, coming your way over.
Okay, gentlemen, we're back online.
Okay, wireframe download complete.
All right, we have a tracer in the stairwell on 20, traveling down. 19, 18, 17. Out of the stairwell on 17. Go to 17. Target is holding on 17.
Zoom, 3 mag, zooming.
Mr. Wu.
You're welcome. Hi, I'm from Hotel Hospitality and Evaluation. Oh, no tip. I'm fine, thank you. Hello.
Hi.
I just want to make sure that you folks have absolutely everything you need.
Yes,
you
can
please.
Jones, get your asses up here to the 17th floor right now.
That's really important to us here.
Mr. Dean, I'd like to talk to you for a second, if I could.
Oh, shit. Close.
Come on. What the
shit?
Yeah.
Mr. Dean. Mr. Dean, if you could just come to the door for a second, sir, we can work this all out.
I got rabies or something. I can't do it.
Okay, that's our last tracer.
Please,
thank you. Door!
Everything's gonna be all right, folks.
Brooke! Balcony!
Air One in control. We got him. He's dropped to the 16th floor.
Air One, visual support. Check perimeter south side of the building. Step four control. We have visual.
Go to 15. Go. Grab his clothes.
Go, gentlemen. Weapons away.
Public and they're coming in the front door. Stand down. Maintain visual perimeter.
This is Air One. We're out of here.
It's gonna be okay, guys. It's gonna be all right.
Okay, we are traveling. Known destination?
St. Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
We need SAT backup now.
It's already done.
Take it easy, guys. You're gonna be all right. Come down.
Okay.
Easy, fella.
I'm sorry. I gotta go. Stop the ambulance.
Tell him to stop.
Tell him to stop it now!
Come on, George. Get out! Get out!
The ambulance and he's on foot, but our guys are in pursuit.
Can you hold that coordinate? All right, last 39 degrees, 27 minutes long, 74 degrees, 42 minutes.
Move, guys.
Go.
Tunnel control, this is DC Metro. In pursuit, armed felon loose in tunnel requesting video help. Over.
Metro, this is tunnel control. Yeah, we got a 20 on your suspect heading south in tunnel 6.
Copy that.
Yeah, we got him. He's right in front of us. Tunnel 6. He's heading south down tunnel 6. He's got nowhere to go.
Run over. He's on the wrong side.
He's currently entering vertical stairwell 5.
Where does that lead?
5 leads to main access, the subventilation tunnel.
Request closest vehicular access?
Adjacent utility entrance, south side.
Copy that.
Boys, he's in the ventilation tunnel. Proceed to the adjacent utility entrance on the south side. There is no visual coverage.
They got him! He's in the ventilation tunnel! The service entrance at the south end! Come on! Go!
I don't understand why this is so difficult.
He shed the sensors. He's clever. He's had help.
Maybe it's the real Brill.
There's 23 Brills in the Baltimore, D.C. area. None of them check out. We're running it through the Epic computer now.
You think we're being set up?
What, somebody in the agency?
I don't know. Just takes a little off, doesn't it?
I know what you mean.
Let's raise the stakes. Make things a bit more serious for Mr. Dean. We'll both think about how, okay?
Okay. Good.
Anything wrong?
No.
You know, you should have made deputy director 2 years ago, maybe 3. But it'll happen now. Once this bill passes, that'll be it for you.
What are you barking at, boy? Georgie?
It's me.
I knew it was you. You scared the shit out of me.
The house is bugged electronically. Everything you say in there, they can hear and maybe even see. Listen to me. Listen.
I never, I swear to God, I never did. This is the truth. I never, ever since the problem, I never touched Rachel like that. I never even looked at her like that, honey. I love you. I love you, and that is it. That is it. Only you.
What about Eric?
And Eric. And I love your family. Except for your dad. I need you. I need you real bad.
Okay. Oh, you, Bobby! I told you they had this type of capability, and that goddamn privacy bill is just another way for them to expand the power.
Shh.
Don't you shh me!
You were right. I was wrong. But this is not the time for the I told you so speech. That day when Daniel Savage got hit by the fire truck, he was running. He was scared. The same people, I know it now, the people that were chasing him, that's the people that are chasing me.
Bobby, are you serious?
I need you to go to Philadelphia. Stay there with your family. Just give me some time to work this out.
Oh, no. I don't think so. They're not chasing me out of my house. Uh-uh, Bobby. They're not chasing me. I'll pick those drapes.
Nobody cares about the drapes. Just one time, can I make some decisions around here, please? Just go to Philadelphia. I need you to do that for me, okay?
Okay.
You can't wear that. That's a Christmas present.
I know. I'm sorry, but baby, I missed you. I was lonely.
How are you just gonna go through my stuff like that? Baby, until I actually give it to you, that's still mine.
Yeah, but it looks better on you, don't you think?
Maybe as bad as Eric.
Mm-hmm. I miss you so much. What?
That was the night. That was the night that I came home with the present. Where was Eric?
He's at Dylan's house. He's probably on the way to school. What's going on? What are you doing with that? No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Give me some money. I need some clothes. Put it away. Tell Maria we need her car. Chances are they win the bucket. Eric.
Base, this is Unit 1. The nanny is leaving. Please advise.
Stay put.
We have satellite tracking in Bingham at the school.
Oh, man, let me follow the nanny. She doesn't shave her legs. Jesus. Women like that are so hot.
Is there anybody following us?
No, Mr. Bobby.
All right, drive a little faster. I want to catch them before they get to school. Pull up to him and tell him to get into the car.
Okay.
Eric, Dylan, get in the car, please.
Now what about that?
Get in the car right now.
Who's right down the car?
Can you hear me?
Okay. No.
What's up, fellas?
Dad?
No, turn around. Sit down. Face forward.
But, Dad...
What did I say, Eric? You guys both pick a spot on those seats. We're going to play a game. You pick a spot and look right at it. You can't let anyone know I'm back here, okay? How you been, E? I missed you, man.
I missed you too, Dad. Where did you go?
Oh, they've been keeping me really busy on this case. They're trying to work me to death out there.
Are you and Mom getting a divorce?
Face forward. What are you talking about? No, we're not getting a divorce. I mean, so we had a little fight. Sometimes married couples have fights, and that's nothing for you to worry about.
Who won the fight?
This is your dad, Eric. You know when I put my foot down, that's it.
My mom won.
Look, I have a question I need to ask you, and it is absolutely imperative that you tell me the truth. Now, no matter what you say, I swear to you, you are not going to get in trouble. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You remember that night I came home with those Christmas presents, and you asked me,
I just looked in the bag, Dad. I wouldn't have taken it except it was already open.
All right, so we're clear. But I need it. And I promise I'll get you another one, Eric.
Dad.
What's the matter?
It's broken. It's not Eric's fault, Mr. Dean. It was always broken. The screen just scrambles when you turn it on.
All right, but I need it, guys. Do you have it here?
Yeah, we have it.
Eric, just pass it around the side to me. Thank you. Yes, hello. Hi, my name is Leon Newman. I'm sorry, what's your name, ma'am? Sergeant Miller, yes. We live at 454 Beaumont Terrace. Actually, my mother lives there. I'm calling for her. There's been a van sitting outside all day, and I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble or anything like that, but I think they might be doing drugs or something in there. I was hoping you could send a car by.
31 Allison, all available here. Check out a white van at 454 Beaumont for possible 1031 narcotics violation.
Holy me, that's us.
Yep.
Please, not now. Just drive.
All right. What happened?
Rachel's dead.
I told you not to contact. I told you. Get out of the car.
I think I found what you're looking for. My son had it.
Get out of the fucking car.
Trying to make it look like it was me. They had my stuff planted all over her house.
First, if you're a murder suspect, you're going to be easier to find. Second, to discredit you in case you ever go public against them. The NSA set you up. It had nothing to do with Rachel. Absolutely nothing.
we got?
We got nothing.
I pull up everything we have on tape so far. The square, the house surveillance. Van, give me the sat imagery of the hotel roof.
Okay, here. These are the parametrics for the space vehicle during data acquisition.
Can we take a look at this guy who's helping him? Who is he?
Can you get a feature extraction and pattern matching on?
Mm-hmm. He never looks up.
He's smart.
Why does he have to look up?
The satellite's about 155 miles above the Earth. It can only look straight down.
It's kind of limited, isn't it?
Oh, well, maybe you can design a new one.
Oh, maybe I will, idiot.
Stay put. I need some food. I need to eat. Yeah, it's me.
About you, asshole.
What are you calling me for?
Shut up and listen.
Go to the house. Go. Do not call. Rachel Banks is dead. The papers will make it sound like I killed her. Tell her that I didn't do it. Make sure she goes. Get her out of there. Tell him I love him.
The call is coming from 840 McLean, Baltimore, between Hood and St. Anne's.
Copy that.
Yes.
We have to look at your surveillance tapes for the last 20 minutes.
Hey, Larry!
The surveillance footage is coming in right now from Pratt.
Freeze it and process it for face recognition.
Pratt,
did we see which way the car went?
No, sir. This kid here at the register thinks that it might have went south. Unfortunately, the shot's too tight. I got make... model and color, but the plates are phony.
Order satellite coverage on this sector.
It's already done.
You planning a quick getaway?
Yeah, ever since I met you.
See the chicken that lives in this coop.
It's where I work. It seems strange to you, but this has been my office for 15 years. It's completely secure. Copper wire mesh keeps the radio signals out.
This is the satellite imagery of the convenience store 20 minutes ago. They're in El Camino. 86.
There it is.
John, give us lat 30, 64 minutes, long 72, 29 minutes.
There they are.
Coming in from top left.
Let's go in there and get them.
I call it the jar. No phone or utility lines coming in. Self-contained, unplugged from the world. Nothing for a wire bug to piggyback in on. That leaves only transmitters. It's easy enough to signal sweep for those.
Signal sweeping for transmitters. You're just a party animal.
The government's been in bed with the entire telecommunications industry since the 40s. They've infected everything. They get into your bank statements, your computer files, your email, listen to your phone calls.
My wife's been saying that for years.
Every wire, every airwave. More technology you use, the easier it is for them to keep tabs on you. It's a brave new world out there. At least it better be. There it goes. It's some kind of simple encryption.
Oh, conspiracy theorists of the world unite.
Well, that's more than a theory with me on it. Former conspirer. Yeah, I used to work for the NSA. I was a communication analyst. Listened to international calls, calls from foreign nationals. A GPS tracking device we found in your cellular telephone. I designed one of the first models in that series. Fort Meade has 18 acres of mainframe computers underground. You're talking to your wife on the phone, you use the word bomb, president, Allah, any of 100 key words. The computer recognizes it, automatically records it, red flags it for analysis. That was 20 years ago. You know the Hubble telescope looks up the stars? They've got over 100 spy satellites looking down at us. That's classified. In the old days, we actually had to tap a wire into your phone line. Now a call's bouncing off satellites, they snatch them right out of the air. What's this?
Phil Hammersley.
Jesus Christ.
Who's this guy? I'm going to check the executive NSA files. Let's run the photo ID.
Reynolds Thomas Bryan, born 9/11/40. Attended Episcopal School, D.C., B.A., Harvard, Ph.D., Princeton. On loan from the State Department since 95. This guy's not a professional, he's a politician. Take this. When's the last time you contacted somebody you knew?
When we stopped for food.
Didn't I tell you not to use the telephone? I called from a payphone. Didn't I tell you?
You told me no calls.
I told you no calls. Get the cat.
Get the cat. What's the cat's name?
Babe.
Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Baby, come here.
Subject exiting.
Williams! Get the hell out of there!
This bitch is gonna blow!
Go, go, go!
Get out! Get out! Goddamn! Stop the car!
David!
That's ruined! What do we do?
I'm leaving.
Subject's heading west across the coalfield.
What do you mean you're leaving?
The disc is gone. We've got nothing. It's over.
Carjacked a really nice car.
It's a piece of shit. What are you talking about? I need sugar, you know. I'm getting cranky.
Getting?
I'm hyperglycemic. My body can't metabolize the sugar, so
you're a real pain in the ass when you don't eat. Basically.
Yeah. Right.
We should eat, man.
Let's do that.
His real name is Edward Lyle. Graduated from Drexel University, enlisted in the Army 1953, rapid promotion, excelled at intelligence and communications, joined NSA in 65.
Of course.
Yeah. He was in the agency till 1980 when he vanished and went underground, hasn't been seen since.
It's a long time.
Lots of black bags, lots of deleteds. He's familiar with explosives, obviously. His last assignment, he went into Iran late 78 after the Shah.
This is our problem. This man.
So, we were helping the secret police supply weapons to the Afghani rebels fighting the Soviets. My partner and I were on the eastern border monitoring Soviet military transmissions. It was kind of fun, actually. I liked the Iranians. And back in Tehran, the hardliners seized the embassy, and overnight the whole country changed. People we'd been working with, they turned on us. I got out. My partner didn't. By the time I got home, the whole mission had become a press disaster waiting to happen. Aiding and abetting the new enemy. The agency conveniently forgot I existed. No, I don't blame them. It's what they had to do. I loved the agency. Loved the work. I loved the people. That's my whole life.
Your partner was Rachel's father.
Yeah. The idea was... The idea always was that if one of us got out, he'd take care of the other's family. Rachel was all he had, so she became my promise to him.
Me, go, hon.
Thank you.
Maybe we can still keep that promise in a way.
You're a threat now, just like I was.
Threat to whom? To them?
To your family, to your friends, everyone you know, everyone you meet. That's why I went away and didn't come back. You ought to go away, Robert.
No, I don't think so. This is my life. I worked hard for it, and I want it back. I grew up without a father. I know what that is. And I will not allow my family to go through that.
Want to take a poke at me? Come on.
I don't hit senior citizens.
Come here, babe. You know, in guerrilla warfare, you try to use your weaknesses as strengths.
Such as?
Well, if they're big and you're small, then you're mobile and they're slow. You're hidden and they're exposed. You can only fight battles you know you can win. That's the way the Viet Cong did it. You capture their weapons and then you use them against them the next time. That way they're supplying you. You grow stronger as they grow weaker.
Hey, Charlie.
Can I have something else, please?
Yeah, here.
Never mind.
It's my best aloha shirt.
Say aloha to it.
Steve, how you doing?
Howdy.
Need some gear.
Got the salt?
Say hi to Bill.
Todd Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Steve, where's the 2 gigahertz video transmitters?
Right behind the second shelf.
Steve, I thought you said his name was Bill.
No, you're Bill.
If I'm Bill, you're going to have to let me know I'm Bill.
I just did.
In fact, the president has not committed himself, but he does recognize that we need something in this area, and I think that he will come to see that this bill will, in the end, provide the kind of security that this...
What security?
That
the kind of security he's going to need.
Security that...
Oh, here we go.
Modified cell phone interfaced with a laptop computer creates an enormously powerful tool.
What is that?
This is Congressman Albert's home address and his cellular ESN. Now, we reprogram our phone with Congressman Albert's ESN, and you know what we got?
Hi, sweetie. We just landed. So how are the kids?
Melissa has a fever.
She okay?
She's fine. When will you have some time to talk?
About
30, 40 minutes. I'll be in Suite 59 Lincoln Hotel. I'll call you when I get in.
You're a dangerous man. In there?
That's the idea.
Great plan. I've been a law-abiding citizen my whole life. One day with you, I'm shooting and breaking. I have to go to the bathroom.
Rest well. Thanks. Bye. Good work, guys.
For Mr. Congressman. I think you're too young to watch the spider.
Yeah, so is she.
Yeah, hello. Could you send somebody up to my room, please? Yes, this is Krista, the congressman's aide.
How am I supposed to know what it is? I'm just a congressman, for Christ's sake. The security expert tells me it's like a PX-73 burst transmitter, whatever the hell that is, except it's much, much more sophisticated. Of course I'm going to send it down, but that's not the... I just want to know who in the hell put it there, Jim.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hola, ¿sí?
¿Tienes problemas con la electricidad?
¿La electricidad? Oh, sí.
Again.
Four more powerful.
Category Barbara.
You know, this is very irritating, Steve. Get one channel and stay with it.
No.
Stop jumping.
You're on TV.
I told you to stop jumping
You're on
around.
TV.
These are the ones they wanted us to find. They're all ours. We made them.
Thomas, could I see you a second? Look, there's $140,000 here. I have no idea where it came from.
What are you talking about? An extra $140,000?
Yeah.
Look, it's right here. Two separate $70,000 deposits on the same... day.
Yes, I see the deposits. Thank you. What I'm saying is I have no idea where they came from.
Sorry. That was Schaefer. He wants to see all department heads at 0800.
You're going in on Sunday.
Jeff.
Great.
Emily, this is your separate account. I have no idea.
By the way, who is Krista? Eternally yours?
I want the entire history of this device, from birth to abortion, on my desk in 2 hours. I want the name of the tech who made it. I want to know who authorized its use, who checked it out from inventory, and for what purpose. Most important, how on God's green earth it got into Congressman Albert's hotel room. Listen, people, everyone here knows where this is going. Now, if this was a legit op, and I can't possibly see how it could be, then so be it. But if this was somebody's unilateral wet dream, then that somebody is going to prison.
Yes?
Thomas Reynolds?
Who is this?
I have that environmental study you've been looking for.
Can we discuss this in person?
Be at the corner of Iowa and 3rd at 3 o'clock.
I'll be there at 4.
We have to get a confession out of this guy. We have to get it on tape and we have to get it fast, okay?
Oh, you shouldn't have. This thing must have cost $12-13 easy.
Now, they expect me to be wired, all right? So what they'll do is they'll sweep me. But once they're done, I'm going to give you the signal, and you turn the mic on.
What's the signal?
Signal is putting gum in my mouth. So after the signal, you turn the mic on. Turn it on now. Let's try it. Okay, off. Okay, off. Oh, good. Now, to be safe, they'll also try to scan all the frequencies to try to track you down. Now, if these guys are good, and they're probably very good, in a location like this, they'll have you in 5-6 minutes. So let's say in 4 minutes' time, after you turn that tape on, regardless of what's happening, you get out that door. Now, you got that?
No. Games begin.
Hey there.
Edward Lyle. Policeman. Very clever.
Why don't you call your friends over?
Pratt.
Step forward to the fence for me. This won't take a second. It's clear, sir.
So, do you have the tape?
Yes, I have.
Here?
No.
Then what is there to talk about?
Money.
Money?
I was wondering why I hadn't seen it on CNN. Have you looked at the tape? What's on it?
Your ugly-ass face is on it.
Shows the depth of Congressman Hammersley. The needle behind the ear. Three faces, readily identifiable.
How much you want for it?
$1.8 million.
What?
My file cleared. I want my life back. My 1980 salary with cost of living increases for the past 18 years, plus interest.
Oh, shit.
Plus retirement package for executive level. E16 comes to 1.85. I rounded it down.
And for this, I get the tape and Mr. Dean.
Actually, it's Dean that has the tape.
Oh, shit.
So what does he want?
He wants to know why you killed the girl.
What girl are you talking about?
I tried to explain it to him, but I couldn't figure it out myself.
You getting self-righteous on me? Because I've seen your file. Not exactly a beacon of light.
Yeah, I agree. It's just that you kill Hammersley, okay. I wouldn't have, but I understand the argument. But why the girl? Just to get to some schmuck that barely knows you're after him?
Schmuck?
We never had to deal with domestic. With us, it was always war.
You won the war. Now we're fighting the peace. It's a lot more volatile.
Does he take this long doing everything?
Stand off, it's hot. Now we've got 10 million crackpots out there with sniper scopes, sarin gas, and C4. 10-year-olds go on the net. Download encryption we can barely break. Not to mention instructions on how to make a low-yield nuclear device. Privacy's been dead for 30 years because we can't risk it. Only privacy that's left is the inside of your head, and maybe that's enough.
Get him to say something.
Subject, keep him talking. You think we're the enemy of democracy, you and I? I think we're democracy's last hope. There's always going to be power.
You shouldn't be there, Robert, but if you are, get out. They're on to it. Get out and follow procedures. Get out now, Robert. Get out! You gotta shoot a policeman on the street, you wouldn't get a block.
Get in. Yeah.
Tom?
Emily, what is it?
Tom, our Visa card's been canceled. I tried to
Did you try the American Express?
Yeah, I tried that too.
Look, I can't deal with this right
Tom,
now. I'll call you back.
No, Tom.
Credit card's not working, huh? Ah, yeah, that can be a real pain in the ass, can't it?
Tell him to give me the tape.
What guarantees do we have if
none? None.
Does everybody here know that you killed Bill Hammersley and Rachel Banks?
This guy is going down. He's going to take all of you with him. Trust me on this. God damn! Oh, you son of a bitch!
Rachel Banks is not the issue. Hammersley is the issue. He was killed for a purpose. Now, where's the tape?
Where's the tape?
Come!
All right. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
What are you doing, you moron? That's our only leverage.
I'm the moron. Me? No, you're the moron.
Where is it?
Washington and 4th.
Washington and 4th.
That's my blender.
So? 4th and Washington. Where is it?
The restaurant.
11169 4th Street, stand by, Dan.
Wait a second.
You can get the plate on that van.
TS18785.
You go in with Pratt and bring it out.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
If I go in there and I bring that tape out, I'm a dead man. We go together, you and me. You view the tape, you sign off on it. They let Brill go, you take the tape home. Everyone has a Merry Christmas.
What assurances do I have that you haven't copied that tape?
You think I want copies? That tape has been the bane of my existence. I wish the one that we have was at the bottom of the Chesapeake. I want to go home.
Give me a piece.
Sir?
All right. You and me. Pratt and Bingham. Fiedler. Get one of those little cameras on Bingham.
Guess what? It's a government vehicle.
Shit! I'm going in cold. If I need you, Hicks will call it.
You guys got some food or something in here?
Behind you.
Out for the FBI. I'll be back to get my blender.
I'll have a gift wrapped.
It's your show.
Isn't that the guy that was here last time? That labor lawyer?
You're right.
I like the food.
Yeah, good food.
Good food, huh? I made it.
Yeah.
What, it's your food.
Come
on, man. Oh, that guy's back with a couple of feet.
Yeah, show him that. Hey, how you doing? What, is the FBI?
No, sir, Mr. Pintero. The gentleman you wanted to meet.
What's that?
Yep, that's him.
Did you make the tape?
What?
Did you make the video tape?
Look. He wants it back.
Really?
I don't give a shit what he wants.
Could we have some privacy, please?
Yeah, maybe we should. We get the kids out of here.
Come on, boys.
Get him out of here.
What? Come on.
Later.
Come on, Uncle
Paul, you'll
take you to the zoo
later. Hicks. What the hell's the matter? No. Not now,
then, quit.
We gotta get him.
Okay. Check this out, come here.
Tony, they just pulled a guy out of the van. Puking and bleeding all over himself.
Shit, city cop.
Hey, babe. Oh, yeah.
Now, he's your friend. You persuade him to give us the tape.
Hey, look. Number one, he's not my friend. And number two, he's not his tape.
Whose is it?
It's mine. Okay? It's mine. I bought it.
You sold it to him?
Now you listen to me. Who are you?
What the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Well, this looks bad.
I'm with the federal government.
Well, the federal government made a videotape.
You guys ought to get in there.
Wait a minute, listen. Now we can go get a warrant, come back with the FBI, take anything we want, arrest anybody that we want. Just give the man the videotape.
The only one getting arrested here is you. For felonious cock-sucking with an attempt to swallow the evidence, so shut your mouth. And you... get the fuck out of here. Go get your warrant, and until then, get out of my joint.
Come on, you gotta get in there, because there's gonna be dead bodies all over the place. Get in there! Get in there! Come on!
Shit, forget it. Come on.
Okay, go.
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on?
Come here, stay here with us.
Don't turn the side entrance.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go!
No, Tony says we wait until they show up, so we wait.
Put the guns away.
You put your guns away.
Put it away.
Put away.
All right, they're putting it away. will it take for us to get that videotape? The end of the world. Let's go. We're leaving. Put the guns down now.
Everybody, drop your weapons!
No!
Did you record it?
Okay, first of all, we were there for technical support, and we had no idea.
Do they know that Reynolds is dead?
Yeah.
They know all that.
Right.
Stolen. They're still stolen.
A tape of it.
What did you think was going on?
Oh, I thought it was an STO.
STO.
Standard training op.
Does this mean the privacy bill is dead, Congressman?
In its current form, yes, but the issue is still very much alive, I can assure you. Unless, of course, no one worries about national security anymore.
We knew that we had to monitor our enemies. We also come to realize that we need to monitor the people who are monitoring them.
Well, who's going to monitor the monitors of the monitors?
I wouldn't mind doing a little monitoring myself.
Yeah, and you got lots and lots of monitoring to do.
Are you guys talking about sex?
Boy!
Oh, no, it's time for dinner.
Get in there and eat your dinner. No more hanging with Dylan.
Brill, you are one sick man. Yeah, me too. Oof, you're gonna need to get a tan on those things.
Congressman Sam Albert, how do we draw the line between protection of national security, obviously the government's need to obtain intelligence data, and the protection of civil liberties, particularly the sanctity of my home? You've got no right to come into my home.